Welcome back to Manifestival. I'm your host, Sherry Michelle. Let's go. I haven't talked to you guys since before Christmas. So this year has been different. You might remember that I was planning to leave some things in Hawaii at Christmas. And I have. I did. So I'm not very raw right now, but I did leave behind sugar and alcohol and meat and what's the other thing? Sugar, alcohol, meat, and soda. I haven't had any of these things since New Year's Eve. So none of it in 2026. The sugar has been a little frustrating at times. And I think I've veered off into chips lately. I was eating a lot of just chopped vegetables with heavier fats like olives and was okay with that. Life got a lot more stressful the last couple weeks, but good, like a lot of good things happening, just very little time. The last 2 days I've had some nice time now to myself. Watching some friends' kids while they're out of town, and these kids are so independent and self-sufficient. I think like Siri could just stay with them and just give them updates on time because they're really good at managing their own little lives. But they're super fun, so I'm glad to be here, and I've had all day the past 2 days to get organized and caught up on things. But I've also like been very snacky, a lot of chips. So the next things I would like to leave behind are, chips and dairy and bread and pasta and rice. I can do it. I can do it. It just really just steers me back to fruits and vegetables again. I did realize in Hawaii that I haven't liked eating fruit by itself for quite some time. It just doesn't sit well with me. Like it feels yucky. And I think it's because it was too much sugar at once. And I just discovered by accident that if I had some walnuts or some almonds or some pecans with a green apple, I felt great. Even with a banana, which was a little bit more sugar, I felt great. So that the fat helps the sugar release more slowly into my bloodstream and doesn't spike it. So that's worked really well for me. My weight is really still the same. Even though I've eaten more some weeks, it's staying about the same. And I think once I give up these other new things, the rice, the bread, the pasta, I'm not eating a ton of that, but it just kind of keeps me in that same place. And the dairy for sure. So leaving those things behind will definitely steer me back towards fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, which is where I want to be. And away from inflammation. When I started eating like bread and rice and things like that again, I started getting like feeling creaky and achy in my joints, my hips. And so I'm ready to do that. And there's no time like the present. But I just wanted to check in with you guys and let you know how it's going, because it's a pretty big deal for me to leave behind meat and soda and alcohol and sugar. I had margaritas on New Year's Eve and my blood sugar was over 500. So that had to go. And like leaving behind alcohol really isn't a big deal to me at all. I don't drink very often anyway. Do love margaritas, but I'm curious to try just making a drink out of lemons, limes, and dates, soaked dates in the Vitamix. Not right now because I'm keeping my sugar low. When I left this stuff behind, my sugar came down like really fast. I got really hooked on cabbage, shredded cabbage with a mandolin. And a little bit of sesame oil, toasted sesame oil, and salt, Celtic sea salt, when I was in Hawaii. I just loved it. I started eating it for breakfast and lunch, and eating a lot of it. And so I'm getting back to that again. I have some on the counter today. And yeah, just those chopped vegetable salads. So when I say chopped vegetables, I put in celery, carrots, red onion, cucumber, some mushrooms, and three kinds of olives usually, which again, I know it's fat, but it gets me there. It accomplishes what I want to accomplish. Oh, and those mini red peppers or, you know, mini sweet peppers. Yeah, so once you put all that stuff together, you don't even need any dressing. It's totally delicious. I did cut the pickles out of that. You know, the olives are already a lot of salt. So I let the pickles go. Having the dill pickles in there just made me want to have sweet pickles in there, and I can't do that because that's sugar. So I just did away with the pickles altogether, but I do have cukes in there. So yeah, those are like kind of my staples and what I'm going back to now. So that's what I brought with me for this stay. And yeah, I just felt so good eating that way. And yeah, it's a little tougher here. It's winter back in Chicago, but I did pretty well with it. And I know it's a bummer to the people around me. Not Gabe so much, but like my Arab family, I think they've asked me over and over, like, you're not eating meat? You're not eating meat. You're not eating meat? Which shouldn't be a big deal considering how long I've been aspiring raw vegan. But it's such a big part of their diet. And yeah, I don't know. They'll get over it, you know? I don't want to be diabetic, and my sugar came way down once I started eating this way. And I'd say it's around like 120. I'd gotten it as low as 106 a few times, but I'd like to have it below 100 before I go back to see my doctor, and which will be pretty soon here. So yeah, things are looking up. I know it's just a quick check-in, but I just thought I owed it to you guys to catch up to speed. Work is better now. I did step in with my outlaws, my former in-laws, and start taking care of my former mother-in-law 16 hours a week. It's all I can do, and I would not do any caregiving for anyone but my former sister-in-law because they're just on total caregiver burnout. This whole past year, they've been grieving. My nephew was just the year anniversary of him dying of cancer, and so they're deep in grief. They're on caregiver burnout, and it's just a really, it was just heartbreaking to see on both sides. I feel bad for them. I feel bad for my former mother-in-law. She's never been an easy person, but her and I get along pretty well because my Arab isn't very good and my Arabic, her English is non-existent. She knows a couple words. So using a translator app, we get through it, and it's just, it's all I can do. I cannot do like one more hour of caregiving. That's the absolute maximum I can do. But I've also been down there a lot, because they moved and they left a lot of things at the old house. And my former sister-in-law said, I'll give you 100% of everything you sell out of that house. We just need it emptied so we can list it. And so I started doing that, and it's kind of fun. So I've had a lot of success with that. And then because of that, my nephew said, he asked me to go to China with him to a big furniture home goods expo in April, the end of April. And he wants to start an online, like basically wholesale furniture and home goods business. And he'll get his license to do that. He's already been there. So he wants to start it up online and then get it going over the summer, figure out how to run it, and then have me take it over when he goes to med school in the fall. something I never thought of, never occurred to me, but this is kind of fun when I'm doing reselling, and it would allow me to work remotely again, and I'm not doing animal communication anymore. I realized that I am still grieving because I would feel like throwing up and crying at the same time every time I saw them, until these last couple weeks where I saw them like almost every day and was able to like get through that and just process the loss of my nephew more. So had a lot of blinkety blink with the lights the other night at the old house. I just really feel that that was my nephew, because that light that is the same one I leave on 24/7. It's never done anything like that. And I was sitting in my car and looked up, and it was just going bananas, just total disco lights. And I just thought it was so cool. And he was such a joker. He was such a prankster that it's just so him. So a lot going on. But I'm happy. I feel good. Things are flowing much better now. And I am getting through that grief, and I am not doing animal communication. I just couldn't hold that space any longer for all the grief and fear and worry and sadness. It's just part of being, a dog mom, a cat mama. So, well,
I better go now.
Thanks, guys. Love you.